This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said Saturday that military operations in northern Tigray region have been completed. This news came shortly after he announced that federal troops had seized full control of the regional capital, Mekele. There was no immediate comment from the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, forces, who have been fighting Ethiopian troops for the past 3 weeks in a conflict that has affected neighboring countries in the Horn of Africa. Abiy said police were searching for the TPLF leaders to bring them to justice. Claims from all sides, though, are difficult to verify since phone and internet links to the region have been down and access has been tightly controlled since the fighting started. Boko Haram fighters killed at least 43 farm workers and injured six as they worked in rice fields in northeast Nigeria Saturday. This is what anti-jihadist militia told the AFP news agency. The victims were laborers from Sokoto State in northwest Nigeria, roughly 1,000 kilometers away. They had traveled to the northeast to find work, according to the militiamen. Boko Haram and its Islamic State rival have increasingly targeted loggers, herders, and fishermen in their violent campaign, accusing them of spying and passing information to the military and the local militia fighting them. At least 36,000 people have been killed in the jihadist conflict, which has displaced around 2 million since 2009. An Israeli cabinet minister close to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday he had no clue who was behind the killing of an Iranian nuclear scientist in Tehran. Iran is blaming the Friday assassination of its top nuclear scientist on Israel. For more on this story, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis created 13 new cardinals on Saturday, putting his personal stamp on the body that will one day choose his successor. It was a diverse group whose members hail from Italy, Malta, the Philippines, Chile, Brunei, Mexico, and the United States. The 72-year-old Archbishop of Washington, D.C. in the United States, his name is Wilton Gregory, he was made the first African-American cardinal. Indian Kashmir on Saturday held its first direct election since the government stripped its semi-autonomy last year. On high alert for attacks by separatist militants, dozens of police and paramilitaries with machine guns watched outside each voting station while army patrols toured the streets. The Himalayan region, which is also claimed by Pakistan, has been under heavy security since the ruling Hindu nationalist government imposed direct rule in August of 2019. But officials said nearly 52% of the 700,000 eligible voters cast ballots during the first of the 8 days of polling, braving the security, coronavirus fears, and snow-covered terrain to elect local council members. Results are expected on December 22nd. While the councils have only limited powers, several Kashmir political parties, including the influential PDP, formed an alliance to use the election to campaign for the restoration of the region's political autonomy. Kashmir has been divided between India and Pakistan since their bitter split at independence in 1947. Both claim the territory in full. Islamic State-linked extremists killed four people in a remote Christian community on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi, authorities said on Saturday. One victim was beheaded and another burned to death. The attackers ambushed a village in central Sulawesi province Friday morning, killing several residents and torching half a dozen homes, including one used for regular prayers and services, police said. No arrests had yet been made, and the motive for the attack was not immediately clear. But authorities pointed the finger at the Sulawesi-based East Indonesia Mujahideen, or MIT, one of dozens of radical groups across the Southeast Asian island chain that have pledged alliance to IS. Indonesia, the world's biggest Muslim-majority nation, has long wrestled with Islamist militancy and terror attacks. While central Sulawesi has seen intermittent violence between Christians and Muslims for decades. If confirmed to be the work of MIT, Friday's killings would be its first significant attack since the organization's leader was killed 4 years ago by Indonesia's elite anti-terror squad.